The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Jimmy Jennings leads off here for Arena in the bottom of the second inning. Hunter Enloe has given up a couple of hits early on, and he has fallen behind in the count. Here is ball three to Jimmy Jennings, then Wyatt Miller and Max Miles. Here's a strike taken by Jennings all the way. So a couple of chances now for Arena to get back at it. Good part of the lineup coming up. 3-1. Here's the pitch inside and hit him. So Jimmy Jennings down to first base. Hit by pitch. And that'll bring up Wyatt Miller. Miller with a couple of swings and will stand in. He's a right-handed batter. Both teams having base runners on base here so far on the day. Oh, 1-2-3 innings yet today. Long way to go. Jennings leads at first. Enloe ready. And here comes the pitch. Batter squares the bunt and takes a low fastball. One ball and no strikes. Jimmy Jennings tags at first. Gets a lead. 1-0 offering out. Pickoff move. The runner is back in time. Enloe, as most left-handers do, has a good move to first base. Keeps that runner maybe a step to a half step a little closer to the bag. 1-0 offering. Here comes the pitch. Batter squares and brings it back. Hits the ball. Two balls and no strikes. Arena not afraid to lay one down. Nick Jennings coaching at third base. Given the signs. Here comes the pitch. Batter bunts it. Foul. 2-1. Well, good news. It looks like the Brewers have won today over the Nationals 9-3. The final. Our good friend Carl Bethke tells us the magic number is now down to 62. Long way to go, but hey, talking about the magic number before the All-Star break, that's pretty cool. Time is called now. Batter steps out. Might have been some bug problems. Wipes his eyes and gets back in. Or sweat. That could be too. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts and foul. Strike two. Had to make sure with our engineer Tim Thiep that 9-3 was a final, because last night, especially when the Brewers are up 5-0 in the game yesterday, I kind of had this false sense of security, like, oh, hell, you're going to win today. All right, okay, here we go. That was 5-2, 5-3, 5-4, 5-5, and then they lost. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. Full count offering. Both pitchers have thrown quite a few pitches early on in this ball game. Full count offering. Here's the deal. That one is taken down low, and there are two aboard. Jimmy Jennings goes to second. Wyatt Miller at first. Max Miles will be the hitter. Miles with a couple of swings, and he will stand in. So the catcher ready to go for Arena. Enloe set to go. Checks Jennings at second. Here's the deal. Down low, back to the screen, and the runners are going to move to second and third. Jennings and Miller now in scoring position. Wild pitch, and again, the key thing is no one out here. Arena with a chance, threatening to take back the lead. Enloe ready, working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch, down low, wild, off the catcher's knee, the ball bounces. Jennings comes in, sliding safely, and it is 2-1, Arena. Boy, both teams kind of mirror images of themselves here today with wild pitches and runners taking advantage and scoring from third On a wild pitch is Jimmy Jennings. Ball and a strike on Miles. Dane McElwee due next. Runner at third. Here's the pitch down low. 2-1. Also with pitches that kind of are all over the place. The catcher working pretty hard here today. Kirshner a couple of times almost needed a net. Here's the pitch. This one bounced foul outside of first on the ground. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Miller back at third base for Arena. Scored a run. Not a hit so far in the second inning. Enlow set to deal. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball first base side and foul ball, they say. Miller came all the way home. They had to delay the call because it got all the way to the bag before it hooked foul. Arena fans were trying to help out the umpire's call there, but it was clearly foul. Back to do it again now. Right-handed batter Max Miles in. Runner at third. Here's the pitch. Curveball fouled. Right on the ground. They'll try it again. This is a big ballpark here at Arena. 320 down the left field line, 375 in the power alleys, and 400 straightaway center. Right field 316. Shortest porch here. That one is down low, ball three. Full count now on Miles. Miller back to third base. And low to the belt. And here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball out of play. Over into the trees. Boy, a lot of foul balls here today as well. Miles grabs the bat. Wood bat that is painted blue. Matches the uniform well. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. First strikeout for Hunter Enlow. And here is Dane McElwee. Dane with an RBI possibility out there. Had a good day last Sunday in the game at Muscadet. Three hits. A couple of RBI. Miller is still at third for Arena. Here's the pitch. Strike one call. Nothing in one. Top of the order. Eli Ault due next for the Aces. Enlow to the belt. Here comes the pitch. Strike call. Two strikes. It was a wicked night last night for weather and all the announcements we had to read. 0-2, here comes the next offering. Swing and a miss, and he is gone. Two away. Back to the top of the order, and Eli Ault. I just like to play my little songs and not have to do any public service or weather announcements, but boy, we've had some busy ones this summer. And I don't think we had any Saturday nights last year with severe weather watches or warnings. Here's the pitch, down low. And, of course, trying to keep up with everything that was going on nationally in the news and checking in with ABC. It was a busy Saturday night last night. Here comes the kick and the pitch, and that is a strike. All taking all the way. 1-1 the count. One run across. Under a third base here. Arena trying to add to its lead. 1-1 offering. Here comes the pitch. Ripped toward short. Knocked down by the shortstop McKeon. Tyler throws in time. That'll get all for out number three, and that'll do it for the Aces. They do come back to score a run without a hit. There were no errors and one left on. We go to the third. 2-1, Arena leads Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Chilenik at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
A.J. Hendrickson leads off in the top of the third for Blanchardville. He'll be followed by Jameson Johnson and Kyle Cluppy. Here's a rip to straightaway center. The center fielder is back, and he's got it. Wyatt Miller holds it in for out number one. I believe might be first put out in the outfield today for either side, and that is right. First fly ball to the outfield. Otherwise, the work's been done inside, or there have been some hits. Oh, here comes the sunshine again. Temperature just jumped up about 10 more degrees. One out for Johnson. He squares the butt, brings it back, hits the ball. One ball and no strikes. Jameson digging in. Wicklin ready to go. Ethan's pitch outside for the ball. Two balls and no strikes. Oh, there, the sun went back under. That's better. A little bit of a breeze. 2-0 offering. Foul ball down the first base side and out of play. Count is 2-1. Our home talent schedule is winding down quickly. Plan is to be in Cazenovia coming up on Sunday. Here's a bouncer headed toward the middle, backhanded at second by Jimmy Jennings. Jimmy throws and got it. Nice play. Two up, two down. Jimmy Jennings, nice play out there. And that'll bring up Kyle Cluppy, who grounded out back in the first inning. He'll dig in from the left side of the plate. Not a few lefties in this game today. Two up. Two down for Wickman and the Aces. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Fluffy, the batter here, and trying to get something started. Again, there's not been a 1-2-3 inning yet. Arena trying to change that. There's strike two on the batter. Nothing and two. Back it goes to the pitcher. Ethan to the belt. Here's the pitch, outside and back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Plenty of room for you if you're happening by on Highway 14. They have some of the best concession stands. I would guess between Arena and Cazenovia, they have just about the best concession stands there are. Here's a bouncer toward second. Nice fly job there. Jimmy Jennings throws him out from the edge of the outfield grass for out number three. That'll do it. Two putouts for Jimmy Jennings over to Alan Spurley. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left down in the inning. We go to the bottom of the third. Arena leads it 2-1 over Blanchardville at WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Ethan Wickman leading off in the bottom of the third, bounces it to third. First, I should say, Drew Schlemm grabs it, steps on the bag for the putout, and there is one up and one down. Here is Trey Schulte. He doubled to knock in a run last time. 2-1, Arena leads at the bottom of the third here, and our game delayed by weather. Nobody on, one out. Here's the pitch. Foul back. I didn't flinch too much on that one. Came right back at me here. I'm at the back of the screen behind the umpire and catcher. Nothing in one. At least they didn't bail out, flip over backwards. 0-1 offering the pitch. Strike two. Nothing in two to Trey. Hit number third in, number three in the order. He's great on base. Arena likes it when he gets on base. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. He'll step back in. Great nephew of one of our umpires today, Trey Schulte. Here comes the pitch. That one is bounced toward first. Off the bag is Schlemm. Throws to the pitcher covering, and they got him. Bang, bang, play. And Enloe came up a little bit lame after that, but now walking it off. Two up, two down in the inning. That's a 3-1 put out. Here's Nate Jennings. He grounded out last time. Steps in. Enloe ready to go with two away in the third. Here's the pitch. Strike one call. Nothing in one. Won't be long. That corner over the left field fence will be well over your head. And it will be like a field of greens. Here's the next pitch. That one is outside. One ball and one strike. Looks like maybe Beans in the field over in the right field area. One ball and one strike from Enloe. Here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air to right field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. Nate Jennings shoots it out to first base. Johnson came up throwing on that base hit, which was a line drive, and made Nate hustle a little bit more to first base, but he's there. One out with two away for Alan Spurley. Spurley grounded out back in the first inning. Runner leads at first. Enloe is set. Here's the pitch. That one hangs upstairs. One ball, no strike. Dennings back at first. Gets a slight lead. Drew Schlemm playing the bag for the Bullets. And here's the pitch. Popped up third base side. And that one is out of play. Count goes to one ball and one strike on Alan Spurley. And games, I'm sure, wrapping up unless they were delayed like ours. See a few places where Diamonds were just not fit to play today. Here's the pitch, bounce, foul, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Dedicated crew down here in Reno, though, they began working on field about 7 o'clock this morning. I think they had intended to work on it earlier, but got delayed by a big rain shower. Pretty good rainstorm again this morning here. 1-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. Ripped towards shortstop. Gloved by McKinn. Short route to second base for the force. That's out number 3. Furley into a fielder's choice. And that will do it. No runs and a hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the fourth in Arena. The Aces lead it 2-1 over visiting Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A new pitcher for the Arena Aces, Eli Alt, is on to work. Ethan Wickman, the starter today, going a total of 3 innings. Strikes out 4, walks 1, gives up 3 hits, and the run. So Alt takes over in the 4th inning, and he'll face the number 5, 6, and 7 batters. Drew Schlemm will lead it off. Alt again with an outstanding performance last week in Muscadet, but it is a rather warm day to get a start. Go the distance here today. So Wickman now in the outfield after working the first 3 innings. Swinging strike by Schlemm, nothing at 1. Good job by Alt, getting a lot of zing on the ball. From the windup, the pitch, check swing, foul, out of play. 2 strikes. Arena goes from the lefty to the right-handed pitcher. Alt back to work. From the windup, here's the pitch. Bottom fell out of that one for ball 1. 1-2. Home talent baseball scoreboard coming up. 2 strike pitch. Just a bit outside. Boy, that was close. 2 balls and 2 strikes. John Peterson is here now. All is right with the world. Here's a chopper toward third. That one is outside the bag for a foul ball. John brought me a big old cold water, though. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Two balls, two strikes on Schlemm. All from the windup. This one bounced foul outside of third. Hometown of baseball scoreboard today. Reedsburg has defeated Cazenovia 3-0. That's a good game. Was a good game. Verona 3-2 over Hollandale this weekend. Belleville 7-3 over Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Here's the pitch. High fly to left field. Dolte coming in with a shade down, and he's got it for out number one. One away for Cole Brewer. Doug Perry winner against Wanakee, 6-4 today. That's a final. And the Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals. Brewers single last time. Here's the pitch. First ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Some of Eli's greatest attributes. He's a gamer in whatever sport he plays, but he's on the mound. He works quickly. Or he throws hard. 1-0 offering. This one is swung out and fouled back off of the handles. Fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Strife is due next. Brewer had a single last time. From the windup, there's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Eli went with a changeup that time. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Out of play. Alt not afraid to bring it right down the middle. Fastball, and sometimes gets it by the batters. That time he did not. 1-2 offering again. That one is up high for ball two. 2-2 to the hitter. Alt prepares. Now here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There are two away now. The hitter will be Cooper Dreyfus. Cooper, a strikeout victim last time against Ethan Wickman. So now between Ethan and Eli Alt, Arena has retired six batters in a row. Here's one down low, and it's one ball and no strikes to Cooper Dreyfus. Alt looking in from the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike call. One ball, one strike to the batter. Alt again winds up. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and fouled down the line, and that one is out of play. Two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Couple of swings. Dreyfus back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There are three gone, and Alt has a quick inning on his first inning of relief work. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of four. Arena leading here at Arena. Final score in a lot of other games has been completed, but this one we are still going. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and we'll be back with more Hometown Baseball in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Napa know-how.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. we take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Jimmy Jennings with a fly ball out, leading off the bottom of the fourth for Arena. 2-1, the Aces in the lead. Wyatt Miller, the batter, he walked last time here against Hunter Enloe and the Bullets. Enloe set to work. Here comes the pitch. That one ripped to left base hit. Wyatt Miller with a one-out single here in the fourth. One on, one away for Max Miles. Max, the catcher, a strikeout victim last time. One on, one away. Bottom of four. Reno with four base hits now. And low to the belt. Runner leads slightly at first base. Here comes the kick and the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes. Back it goes to the pitcher. Miller leads at first. Enloe ready to go. Pickoff move. Oh, close, but not in time. Hunter with a good move. Wyatt Miller hit first, slide back into the bag. Drew Schlem playing the bag for the Bullets over at first. The one offering, here it is. Call the strike. 1-1 on Miles. Dane McAlee due next for the Aces. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. That one is outside. 2-1. Enloe's throwing the ball hard, but kind of having a little trouble being consistent with the spots. 2-1 offering. Here comes the kick. Runner going. Hit the ball inside. That thing had hit him. Let's see. Umpire checking. Oh, he must have got out of the way. It'll be a stolen base for Wyatt Miller. 3-1 count on Max Miles. So Arena with another man in scoring position here. Miller leads at second base. 3-1 offering now to Miles. Enloe to the belt. Here's the pitch. Ball four, he walked in. Miles goes to first, and Dane McAlee will be the batter. That is walk number two given up by Enloe. So McAlee, the left-handed batter, is in with one away and runners at first and second. Enloe set to go. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts it. First third base side. Pitcher is over. Plants. Throws. No, not in time. Everybody is safe. McAlee with a perfect bunt. And the bases are loaded up here in the fourth inning. Miller to third. Miles to second. McAlee at first with a bunt single. That was just so well done over the third base side. And Miller with good speed was already at third. So there was no chance for Enloe to throw to third base and get the out. Planted and then looked to first and decided not to throw it, held it up there as to not throw it away. And now runners at 1, 2, and 3 for the top of the order. Eli Alt up for the third time today. He is 1-for-2. Singled and scored. One of Arena's runs back in the first. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Enloe's getting those high strikes called today. Nothing in one. Comes the pitch. outside for a ball. One ball and one strike to the batter. Runners tag up and lead at 1, 2, and 3. Birchner with the glove up. Henlow ready to rock. Here's the kick and the pitch. Bouncing ball left field. Picked up in the third base bag. There'll be no throw home. They're going to go to first. And they didn't get him. And the run scores. Wyatt Miller comes in to score. Run number 3 for Arena. Max Miles at third. Dane McAlee at second. And Eli Alt beats it out. He's got some wheels over there at first base. Infield hit, RBI, and the inning continues. Here's Ethan Wickman, who's now playing right field after starting pitching today. 3 aboard, 1 away. Bottom of 4. Arena has scored in 3 of 4 innings today. Here's the pitch from Enlow. It's outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wickman trying to help the cause right here. Arena potentially with a big inning. An even bigger inning. Enlow looking for the target from Kirshner, who sets up. Wickman with a couple of swings. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's Enlow's pitch. Down low. 2 balls and no strikes. Ray Schulte due next for Arena. Trying to open it up here in the inning. Runners tag at 1, 2, and 3 and get their lead. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch outside, backhanded by Kirshner, and it's ball 3. 3-0 to the batter. Whitman steps back in. No place to put him here. Enlow kicks high and fires. That one is taken for a strike. 3-1 to the batter. Fielders straight away in all fields here for the Bullets. In the fourth inning, 3 balls and a strike. Wickman moves up on the handles a little bit, now calls time. Steps out, and now back in. Again, Fenlow, Miles, McAlee, and Alt on base. 3-1 offering is taken, ball 4. And he walked him, and another run comes in for the Aces. Miles scores. McAlee to third. Alt at second. Wickman at first. Walks with the bases loaded for an RBI, and Trey Schulte will be the batter. Roman Jensen is in to run for Alt, who is now the pitcher. Eli comes out. Get ready for pitching in the fifth. Still only one away for Schulte, who doubled in a run back in the first. Grounded out in the third. Enlow ready. The pitch ripped toward left. It's going to be in there for a base hit. McAlee will score. They are waving Jensen. He's coming in. Throw from the outfield. Not in time. And moving on to second base is Schulte. 2 more score for the Aces. Having a big inning here in the fourth inning. McAlee and Alt runner Jensen are in. Wickman goes to third, and Schulte now at second base. Gets credit for a couple of RBIs out there. Goes to second on the throw home, and here is Nate Jennings. He is the 8th batter of the inning, still only one away. Here's the pitch outside for the ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Jennings has grounded out and singled today. Runners lead at second and third. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 1-1. Alan Spurley on deck for the Aces. Enlow looking in. Kirshner with the glove up. Time call. 8 will step out. Now step back in. Runners get their leads at 2 and 3. The 1-1 offering ripped toward left field. That's another arena base hit. Wickman will score. They're going to wave the second runner. There's going to be a play at the plate. Not in time. Two more come across for arena. Wow. Six across in the inning, and they lead it 8-1 now in the fourth. And here comes manager Schlemm out of the Bullets dugout, out to have a word with his infield. Nate Jennings with another big hit, his second hit of the day. Two RBIs. Alan Spurley due next. There's been no sign of a pitching change here for Blanchardville in the fourth inning. Arena with its second game of the weekend. They played on Thursday night. And last night got started but didn't finish. The rains that came in. It was just a conference at the mound. They are staying with Hunter Enloe. And Alan Spurley will be the batter. Alan is grounded out and hit into a fielder's choice for the Arena Aces. A 6-run fourth inning here today. Spurley, the ninth man to hit. Here comes Enloe looking for the belt. Now ready. Here's the pitch. That one hangs high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Back it goes to the pitcher. Kirshner with a target set up. Enloe ready. Kicks high and fires to Al Spurley. Chopped toward right field. That's in there for a base hit. It had eyes. They're going to wave the runner. Throw coming on. It's going to be close to the plate, and they are going to get him on a tag of the plate for out number two. On the play, going to second base will be Alan Spurley. Nate Jennings thrown out trying to score for out number two. Jameson Johnson, he's got a cannon out there in right field. Brought it on home to Carson Kirshner, the catcher, and got the runner. So on the play, Spurley goes to second, and here's Jimmy Jennings for the second time in the inning. Enloe ready. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one to Jimmy. He started off the inning with a fly ball to center field. Early gets the lead. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ripped to right field, and the right fielder coming on, and Jameson Johnson's got it for out number three. That will finally do it for the Aces. Not before they send 10 men to the plate, score six times, and they lead it by a score of 8-1. We go to the fifth. This is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed through Sunday. Turbos will reopen to serve great lunches and dinners starting Wednesday, July 17th. You'll enjoy the festive atmosphere, along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great-tasting food, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbo's in Hub City will be closed now through this Sunday.
Riley Gould leads it off in the fifth inning for Blanchardville, and he'll bounce one slowly to shortstop. Picked up there, the throw is in time. From Nick Jennings, over to Alan Spurley, one up, one down in the inning. Rena has now retired a total of 8 in a row. That'll bring up Carson Kirshner. He walked last time. He'll be followed by the top of the order, Tyler McKeon. 8-1, Arena, 8 runs. Total of 9 base hits today. 1 run and 3 hits for visiting Blanchardville. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and 1. Eli Alt on for his second inning of relief work. 0-1 offering Alt from the windup. There's the pitch. Foul back. Strike 2. Nothing and 2. Timeout for baseball to be retrieved. The wound up in the field of play area. All right, here we go. 0-2 offering. That one is called. Strike 3. Oh, that one was a fool, yeah. Curve ball that wound up on the outside part of the plate, and there are 2 up and 2 down. 3 strikeouts now for Alt, and that brings us to the top of the order, Tyler McKeon. He has grounded out and struck out today. Alt looking in for the target from Miles. Here's the pitch. Off the handles, fouled. Out of play. Nothing and 1 to the batter. Lots of good community celebrations going on this weekend. Arena has had its weekend. Here's a high fly to center field. Coming on is the center fielder, and Miller pulls it in. And it's a quick inning in the field for Arena. 3 up, 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, no left on for Blanchardville. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Arena leads it 8-1 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Blanchardville has made a pitching change. Tyler McKeon is in to do the pitching, replacing Hunter Enloe. Enloe walks 3, strikes out 1, gives up 9 hits during 4 innings of work. Wyatt Miller is set to lead it off for the Aces. He'll be followed by Max Miles and Dean McElwee. 8-1, Arena leading here today in the bottom of the 5th inning. The game pushed back from a 1 o'clock start time to a 3:30 today. We were able to make a little switch and make it a little bit later here today at Arena. Took my nap before the game, which I don't usually get to do. Slept under the pine tree here at Arena. No, I really didn't. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Wyatt Miller. McKeon from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. So both teams started with a lefty today and go to a righty. And both right-handed pitchers can throw some good fastballs. Here's the pitch. There is strike 2 call. 1-2. Here's, though, I've seen some people sleeping at ballparks when I've arrived. 1-2 offering. Nope. Timeout. Batter steps out. Sometimes some of those teams back in the day would be resting under picnic tables, and you think, man, there's no way they're going to play this today. And they somehow play brilliantly. Here's a chopper slow roller, third base side, picked up by Kleppy. The throw high down the line, and Wyatt Miller has a base hit. Arena has had, I think this is their third infield single today. The Aces have some pretty good wheels. The runner, Miller, is going to be allowed to go to second base on an overthrow over there and went past the dugout. Let's see. Wyatt is going to stay in the game. Jaden Rose came out of the dugout, but he's just out there to get his hitting stuff. Glove and shin guards, and now we're ready to go. Runner at second base for Max Miles. He has struck out and walked and scored, and he pops this one up and out of play. Nothing and one over the top of our canopy tent that we borrowed from Henry Bray. I'd hate to give it back to him. Ripped. I think it already is. Nothing and one. Runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. High and shy. The batter backs away. One ball and one strike to Max Miles. Arena back at it, leading 8-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Our scheduled 9 innings today. Here's the pitch. Bounce first base side. Clem has it at first. Unassisted to the bag for the out. On the play, Wyatt Miller goes to third base. One away, one on, one away for Dane McElwee, who is 1-for-2. He had one of those infield singles last time and scored a run. He was a strikeout victim in the second inning. So McElwee, a couple of swings, and will stand in. Arena with a runner at third base and one away. Cam's pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. McKeon from the windup. There's the pitch. Ripped toward left. Base hit. McElwee continues a hot streak. Scoring will be Wyatt Miller. And it is 9-1 Arena in the fifth. Good hit. Back to the top of the order. And that'll bring up Eli Ault. Ault today, 2-for-3. He has scored twice. Picked up a RBI with a hit back in the previous inning. Runner at first base. McKeon looking in for the target from Kirshner. Set to go. The pitch popped up. Foul ball. On a play. Nothing in one. Arena trying to better its chances at a home talent baseball playoff berth. Well, they have a game with Wyota to make up, and I believe it's on Friday night this coming week. Nothing at one. The pitch outside. One ball and one strike. Then we'll finish up with a game at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb next Sunday. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb with a loss today. They are 7-4. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on Ault. Arena could win here and even their record at 5. Defeat Wyota and Pine Bluff Mount Horeb would be right in the running for a higher seed, but we'll see. That's a lot of ifs. Good teams. The pitch is upstairs for ball two. A credit to Arena, though. They're back in the league. This is their third year in the Sunday League again, and they have made the playoffs the previous 2 years. Here's one ripped to left, base hit. Ault stays hot, 3 hits on the day. Stopping at second base is McElwee. The batter, Ethan Wickman. Wickman, the starting pitcher today, now playing right field. Laid down a sacrifice bunt in the first. Grounded out in the third and walked to push in a run in the fourth. Roman Jensen is in to run for Eli Ault. Courtesy runner. He's over at first base. Runners at first and second for Wickman, the left-handed batter, and he checks his swing at his stride. Nothing and one to the hitter. Bottom of 5 here in Arena. The pitch. Strike call. 2 strikes. Tuning in for our news at 5. Push back a little bit, a condensed newscast a little later on today. late start for our home talent game today. 0-2 is swung on and missed, and there are two away. First strikeout for Tyler McKeon. That'll bring up Trey Schulte. Schulte today with two hits, two for three. Three RBIs for Trey. Runners lead at 1-2. The pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Arena up 9-1 in the ball game. Bottom of five. McKeon step. Here's the pitch. Curve ball inside. Ball two. Two balls. No strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That one is upstairs. 3-0 to Schulte. Nate Jennings. Two nets. With two away in the fifth inning. McAlee and Jensen on the base path. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. 3-1 on Trey Schulte. McKeon takes off the signs. Here he goes. There's the pitch. That is strike two. Full count. Three balls, two strikes on Trey Schulte. The count is full. Runners going. Bouncer to right field. It's going to get in there. No, nice play. Brewer at second. Throws to first. Not in time. Everybody is safe. They are loaded up here in the fifth inning. Bang, bang play, but a good call by the umpire, Glenn Schulte, at first base. Blanchardville argues a little bit, but good speed of Schulte, and he's got him. He's got legs. That should have been just a clean through the infield hit, but Cole Brewer at second base dove in there at the edge of the grass and got it, and it'll load it for Nate Jennings. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So that it would count as another infield single. Brewer just totally extended himself to stop that ball and didn't make it close at first base. Runners leading at 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. Changeup call. Strike one. Nice pitch from McKeon. Two outs. Arena trying to blow it open here in the bottom of the fifth inning. McKeon shakes off a couple of signs again. Now they're ready. Here's the pitch. Wild back to the screen. And now McAlee went about halfway. He's back. Runner at second is caught in a pickle. And he's going to be chased down by the shortstop for the out. They thought everybody was going, and a nice play by the catcher, Kirshner, who stopped it. He went to third base, or looked there anyway, and McAlee was back in time and then looked to see the runner was halfway in between, got the ball down to second, and Arena runs itself out of an opportunity to score a couple of more. That will do it in the inning. The Aces score another run, and they lead it to the tune of 9-1 after 5 on WRCL and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
A.J. Hendrickson leads off the sixth inning and takes a look at a ball and a strike. One for two today, had a double back in the first inning. Arena leading it 9-1 here today. Here's the pitch, popped up, first base side, drifting out of play. Strike two. Hendrickson, Jameson Johnson, and Kyle Kleppe due for the bullets here in the top half of inning number six.